Time for Hockey Talk with our guy, Andrew Raycroft, who will join us in mere moments after the Bruins smacked around Vancouver last night 4-0. We go to our buddy, Andrew Razor Raycroft, on the Harbor One Hotline. He's with us each and every Friday for Hockey Talk. Razor, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, Razor, so I know you just jumped on. You probably heard that we still have the old open. Okay, so yep. I've not personally, but we, you know, I do. I was going to release it today, but we decided. No. We're gonna work on it. One more thing, as a group, we decided we should wait on it because there's a couple guys missing.
Production Pete over here.
But I do have the music bed. Would you like to hear what I'm going to use as a music bed for your new open that'll premiere next week?
Of course I do.
Okay, here we go. Here's your opening. Here's your bed.
I got nothing to do with this, by the way.
Okay, hold on. Oh, you like this?
Do you know what
this is from, by the way? You recognize that it's from the 80s.
Yeah, it's from the 80s. I'm guessing Karate Kid or something like that.
That's a good guess.
That is a good guess.
No.
It's from You Can't Do That on Television.
Oh, that's another good one.
No.
I'm not even going to tell you what it is. I'm just going to let you think about it for a while.
Oh, man. Okay. Why are you mind-effing Razor with this, putting this song in his head?
We were just talking about this when we were playing it, you know, in the production room. Like, oh, he's going to get this right away because every kid his age should know what movie this is from.
Oh, it's a movie. I have no idea. But I don't count.
I'm not sure that.
Okay, Joe, because I can't believe, wow, you let me down right away. We bet that you would have gotten this right off the jump.
Hey, you didn't know I was going to spring this on you, but you let me down, damn it.
How dare you?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. Poor Razor thinks he's coming on to talk about how the Bruins smacked Vancouver last night 4-0. Am I too excited over this win? Like, was there some bad in there last night, Razor, that my trained eye wouldn't have picked up on because I'm giddy that after the day off, Montgomery pushing the right buttons, and they came out and beat Vancouver handily? Am I fooling myself a little bit?
No, the only caveat for last night is Vancouver was really bad. They played the role of the Boston Bruins from Tuesday night. I mean, really a great hockey team like the Bruins are, but they laid an egg coming out of the break. And it wasn't the first game, it was the second game out of the break. So that's the only bad, is that Vancouver was really bad. It was a complete game from the Bruins. They didn't give up any scoring chances, essentially. They were on top of the puck. They didn't give Vancouver anything. They stayed out of the box for the most part. It was certainly a complete effort. Anytime you're giving up just 17 save shutouts at this point in the season, it's a positive thing against a great team like that. So, you're allowed to feel good about this one, absolutely.
Yeah, and Razor, aren't you now at the point now with this team where, you know, I kind of felt like this was predictable. Like, they embarrassed themselves. You know, this is not who they are. So I felt like they were going to make sure that people like us who watch, or even themselves, that this is not who they are.
Absolutely. And that's why I'm almost indifferent with efforts like Tuesday night as well for you, because I feel like they get back to it. There's some teams in the NHL and there's some teams in pro sports where you say, oh, that's a bad effort, and oh, this team, you know, what are they really made of, and where's their pushback? And I think these guys, this group, gets the benefit of the doubt. And I really do. Like, until I see them not push back for three games, then I'm not going to say how terrible they are and, oh, they need this change and they need, a different mind. You're allowed to have a bad game in pro sports. It's 82. And with this group, I just feel like they absolutely get the benefit of the doubt, that because I don't remember too many times where the pushback doesn't come instantly like it did last night.
Razor, I know that Jim Montgomery gave the team Wednesday off. It felt like one of those things that a coach who's really in tune with his team sort of knows when to maybe back off a little bit. Am I misreading that? Could there have been another reason? Because it feels like, for as much consternation as there was about the end of the Bruce Cassidy run, it does seem like we're seeing more and more of Jim Montgomery really understanding this group and when to maybe back off him a little bit.
Yeah, certainly there wasn't a reason to. You don't have to bury everybody after not playing well coming out of the break. Now, the one caveat would be that they need a day off this week, and with tomorrow being an afternoon game, it's hard to give today off because then no one's skating for 2 days, so you need everyone to get out there today. So it might have been predetermined and hard to switch out, but it's the same idea, though. Like, there wouldn't be panic to have – I'm sure he didn't have panic that, oh, we need to skate. We need to figure this out. It's like, all right, it's scheduled. They're going to get their scheduled day because I know they're coming back Thursday morning with a burr in the saddle, and they're going to go. So it might have been scheduled already, but there would have been no panic in cracking that whip, knowing that we're going to leave it and put it on them and let them think about it. They don't need to hear our voice.
So we're talking to Andrew Raycroft. And Razor, you ready for a stupid hockey question? I feel like I need one every single week.
Well, yeah,
okay.
Of course.
This is just me trying to educate myself. Okay, so stupid hockey questions. Demko is a Vezina, candidate, right? The goaltender for Vancouver. And obviously the Bruins have their own. I'm curious, with that award, is it strictly save percentage? If you are judging a goalie, like in the NBA, it is usually, the points, whoever, averages the most points probably is going to get the MVP, in the NBA. With a goaltender, is it strictly save percentage?
You have to be at the top, near the top, with save percentage. It's a pretty general good indicator. Now with analytics and now with all the math that's involved, they have a stat called goal saved above expected, and that has kind of taken over for save percentage. You can use high danger saves above expected, meaning each save has a value. I mean, whatever the math, the nerds do, right? Whatever the nerds do, each save is a value. Whether if it's a shot from the blue line, it's 0.1% goal. If it's a breakaway from David Pastrnak, it's almost a full goal chance kind of thing. And they add it up, and they put all the numbers together. And the goalies with the best goal saved above expected, those are the guys that are at the top of the league. And it replaces save percentage, because sometimes save percentage could get skewed if you're on a great team and all the shots are coming from the red line and you get 50 of those compared to a guy who gets 25 from the hash marks. Obviously your save percentage will be a little higher. So you go into the weeds a little bit more, but undoubtedly the guy who wins the Vezina is typically in the top 7 of save percentage, top 5 save percentage. If he's on a bat, a team that's not as good.
And what would you look at? Would you take that and eye test?
Yeah. It's save percentage, because I think it still is general enough. Like, you're going to get a good idea of the whole picture, the whole season. I look at how many games they played. I think more games you play, that makes it harder. There's more variables. I think the guy with more games, more shots against, is more valuable to his team. High danger opportunities, and then of course the eye test. If he's winning games, if you're at the top of the league, that is absolutely has to be worth something, just like a quarterback in football.
See, stupid hockey questions. I feel like it's a thing. You just learned something. Yeah, I saw you nodding your head. You're like, he just taught you something right now.
Oh, I was reading something.
Oh,
I'm
you
sorry.
Suck.
I'm sorry. No, I'll go with it. No, because I was going to – context matters.
Yeah.
Because you don't think about either teams are good defense in front of them. Wasn't it like – it was either last year or 2 years ago, Razor. Might have been last year. Where I think both of the Bruins goalies were in, like, what, top 4 in save percentage or something like that. And it's not that either one of those guys stinks, but it's also a product of the system. And I thought Razor explained that pretty well, because I want to ask Andrew Raycroft about Matty Patra and losing him. As Fourier would say in a segment about an hour from now, big deal or no big deal?
Not like for the team, like for their chances to win this season, I would say no big deal. I think he has a great future in front of him. I think you never want to have shoulder surgery, but in this situation, it's not the worst thing and not the worst timing for Matty Patra right now. Certainly coming back, going into Christmas, he went to World Juniors. They sent him back for that experience. Had been not getting the same amount of minutes. He comes back from World Juniors. Obviously, the shoulder was nagging him. His minutes were way down. They talked a lot about load management. And I think the timing of this allows him to get his shoulder right. He gets a lot of time to make that better. He still gets to be here in Boston, gets to have NHL experience, so they're not sending him to junior hockey where he goes and dominates and plays. That's not helpful either. He'll learn about the NHL playoffs, learn what it takes. But more importantly, this time, he has 9 months to get ready for next season. The expectation's going to be a lot higher next year. He's not going to sneak up on anybody next season. And the Bruins are going to need a lot more out of him, whether it's getting a little more man strength, getting bigger and stronger and understanding what it takes in the faceoff draw. So all of this culminates into him getting the season off a little earlier and getting ready for next year. And it became important for his development, I think, to do that. Because if he played this entire season, third, fourth line, 10, 13 minutes the rest of the way, and then had shoulder surgery, I think you'd really be worried about a sophomore slump and where his game would be at next season.
So yeah, I'm glad you mentioned man strength, because I was going to ask you, would you be surprised if he came back like 10 pounds heavier and just nothing but muscle?
He has to, I think. He has to gain that weight. I don't know if it has to be complete muscle, but he has to get bigger. And now he's available. He's available to do that. He literally can just drink milkshakes for the next 5 months and then crank in the gym and be around the NHL. Listen, I said last night on Nesson, he thought he worked really hard last summer. But you guys know, once you get around pro athletes and you think you are a hard worker in the gym and you think you know, the guys who go to Planet Fitness and they think they work out hard, unless you're around pro athletes, you really don't know what hard work is. And that's what Matty Patra is going to be able to do this summer and over the next 5 months, even while he's rehabbing, is train like a pro athlete, not like a junior hockey athlete.
Razor, intelligence we're receiving from our ground sources are indicating, did you have an on-air yawn at Nesson?
I heard that I did have a yawn last night. I was skating with some of the guys this morning, and they're like, hey, tired, long night last night, huh? So I think I got caught yawning, but I'm not ashamed of that in any way. I'm doing a 45-minute post-game at 10:30 at night, and you know, you get sleepy up there. After the Bruins got up 4-0 too, by the way, it wasn't a great hockey game. I'm not gonna, you know, it wasn't that exciting.
Friggin' Jaffe can't keep you entertained enough, so you're not doing the yawns.
Yeah, take whatever he's taking. He always seems like he's got too much energy.
Because that was my role whenever Tangway and I were on the Patriots Radio Network, and it's like 1 o'clock in the morning, and here's Chucky in Dorchester after a 50-point win. I had to like make jokes to, Grashy, keep me awake, but don't touch me.
Yeah, and what does a morning skate look like for a goalie?
They're still shooting pucks at you.
So you're not really going anywhere. You're just sitting on your knees.
So hold on. Your morning skate, Razor, are you like strapping on the full goalie deal?
My morning skate.
Yeah, no, your morning skate.
No. There's no chance I'm putting gear on ever again. No.
See, it seems like a lot, man. I mean, once you don't have to do it anymore. So a morning skate for you is literally just like going to the ice rink, holding hands with your lovely wife, you know, just hanging out. Right?
We were passing the puck around. We did some drills, played a little bit of a 3-on-3 game. We had like a good sweat going.
Who's on your team, by the way? Like if I said I'm gonna get a WEEI team, you get like a Razor team, and then we challenge you guys to a 3-on-3.
It's a bad idea.
Oh, I mean, Ed, you better be in net for that too, by the way, because that would be
I will tell you what. No, I will guarantee you, you can't get one goal past me.
Oh, sweet
you
Jesus.
Can't get one.
Where?
Not one.
Where can
I can guarantee
I,
you. Where? I will show you the real athlete.
Challenge. Let's get that jug machine out again. Let's take your glasses off, and we'll
oh,
do
yeah.
it.
Oh, yeah. Can I wear glasses? Do I need to get, like, athletic glasses?
No, you'll get your rec specs.
No, right? Yeah. I mean...
Yeah, you can get the you can get those athletic goggles.
I need those. I'm ready.
A good look for you.
I don't care. I'm just going to just deny you.
We got to do it.
Oh, intimidation. I will. You know what? Greshbets.com will be taking wagers on that. I'll end up losing money because no one's going to be like, oh, yeah, Fourier, shut him out. No way. And you know what? And you know what's going to happen, Razor, is Wiggy's going to hear this and he's going to
be
like,
going in.
Yeah, I can put
Wiggy
one by him. Oh, yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Maybe Greg should just be the goalie.
The only I
because he really can't skate either.
Razor, you'll love this. I played in like one pseudo celebrity hockey game, and I ended up. My old radio producer was like 5'6", and I had him drag me down to my knees, and we did a fake fight so we can get thrown out because neither one of us could skate. The only thing I have is a wrist shot. That's it.
So that's a good idea. So we did like I'm gonna get in a fight.
There you go.
Oh, there you go.
We got Twitch video rolling right now of Razor and Lou. Oh my God, young Lou! Look at that.
These little 8-year olds. I just swatted this crap out of him.
Oh, it's LB.
LB was there, helped me out, put the gear on.
Oh, you
and I had a bad knee at that point in time. I could barely walk, and I still struggle. Look at this little girl over here. I'm trying to intimidate her.
That's nice. You're unbelievable. Razor, thank you, buddy.
Thanks, buddy. We appreciate you, man.
We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Enjoy the Super Bowl.
Yeah, who you got, Razor?
Mahomes all the way.
All right. There you go. Smart
What do you eat? More importantly, what are you eating?
We're going chicken wings. We're going bunch of wings. I'm a big appetizer dip guy. Like, I'll pound dip the whole time. Couple beer. I don't know if I'm going beer, cocktail. I'm not sure which way I'm going to angle that way on Sunday night. Maybe all of the above.
All right,
all
then.
The above, but
noted.
Yeah, I'm hammering the Chiefs.
Like it. Noted dip pounder, our guy, Andrew Raycroft. Thanks, Razor.
Thanks, buddy.
You got it, guys.